News release: Lakehead University. Lakehead University researchers are receiving more than $1 million in funding from the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada, SSHRC. Dr. Cheryl Lousley, an associate professor in the departments of English and Interdisciplinary Studies, and her team are receiving a $319,473 Insight grant. For up to 5 years, they will study how three aesthetic modes, the poetic, the documentary, and the speculative, are used by Indigenous, Black, Latinx, and Asian diasporic writers, filmmakers, and artists to grapple with and change debilitating political ecologies. We will examine how cultural production, political economy, settler colonialism, and environmentality intersected in four periods of the Canadian nation-building project, Lousley said. This research will focus on historical and site-specific case studies, including racialized railway ecologies, notions of foreign and invasive species, resilient cities, Canadian labor and resource extraction in Latin America, and Indigenous wonderworks, which are modes of the fantastic. This research will fill a large gap. Across the social sciences and humanities, research on racialization and ecology in Canada is limited, generally focusing on specific events of environmental injustice, not broader social formations of colonialism, race and ecology. The research team will be comprised of three tenured scholars, four tenure-track emerging scholars, a postdoctoral researcher, and a number of student research assistants. Dr. Jody Murphy, an associate professor in the School of Social Work, along with her research team, Dr. Karen McQueen, Dr. Lori Chambers and Ainsley Miller, are receiving a $145,305 Insight grant to explore sexual assault disclosure among sexual and gender minorities for up to 3 years. A better understanding is needed of the disclosure experience and unique needs of sexual and gender minorities who are sexually assaulted in order to develop interventions and safe spaces for them to attain support for sexual victimization. This qualitative research seeks to explore the first-hand accounts of four distinct groups of sexual and gender minorities, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, who experience sexual assault and disclose it to a formal support provider, counselors, police, medical professionals, teachers, religious leaders, community providers. Statistics have found that individuals from sexual and gender minority populations are sexually assaulted at a rate 3 times higher than the heterosexual population in Canada, and violent victimization, including rape and sexual assault, is 4 times higher than heterosexuals in the U.S. Research on sexual assault has typically been conducted through a heteronormative lens that assumes females are victims and males are perpetrators, which neglects the unique experiences and perspectives of sexual and gender minorities who experience sexual assault, Murphy said. Dr. Pauline Samashima, a professor in the Faculty of Education and the Canada Research Chair in Arts Integrated Research, is receiving a $97,950 aid to scholarly journals grant over 3 years, which will go toward increasing dissemination, discoverability and readership of the Journal of the Canadian Association for Curriculum Studies, JCACS. This funding will be used to pay the managing editor, 5 bloggers, a communications coordinator, and technology support, said Samashima, who became the journal's editor-in-chief in 2015 with Dr. Holly Soon Haggarty, a Lakehead alumna, as managing editor. This is the second aid to scholarly journals grant received by JCACS. In 2019, JCACS received $100,930 to develop innovations to build JCACS community, support, and mentorship structures. JCACS expanded to 24 people, including a French team. The journal also developed a Facebook community, a Twitter account, a YouTube channel, and a Medium publication. Samashima said the registered number of users has grown from 448 in 2015 to 2,544 in 2021. In 2015, the total number of PDF downloads was 4,031, whereas in 2021 it was 29,965. JCACS publishes articles in English and in French, as RACEC, that address curriculum issues of interest to Canada and Canadians and an international readership. It is the Journal of the Canadian Association for Curriculum Studies, which is a constituent association of the Canadian Society for the Study of Education. Congratulations to each researcher, and thank you to SSHRC for its continued support for Lakehead University, said Dr. Andrew P. Dean, Lakehead's Vice President, Research and Innovation. These projects show the variety of quality research that Lakehead University does in the areas of humanities and social sciences. They also highlight the important research in the fields of social justice and equality at the university. The Research Support Fund is a federal funding program for post-secondary institutions in Canada to support some of the costs associated with managing research funded by the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council, and Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council. In 2020-21, Lakehead University received nearly $2 million in assistance from the Research Support Fund to support the indirect costs of research, which includes costs for supporting the management of intellectual property, research and administration, ethics and regulatory compliance, research resources, and research facilities.